Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Sota, and we're up to parak Beis, Mishnah Hey. So says the Mishnah, Amahi Omeres Amen Amen. What is the Sota referring to when she says Amen Amen? Amen ala Allah, Amen ala Shavua. She's saying Amen for the curse and Amen for the Shavua. Now, aside from accepting the curse and the Shavua with regard to committing adultery, she also accepts the curse and the Shavua with regard to any other act of adultery that she might have done. Aside from this particular accusation that she has against her, but it's also Amen Mi'zeh, Amen Mi'shacher, that she's committing, that she did not commit adultery with this guy or with any other guy. Amen Shalosatisi Arusa Nusua, Amen that I didn't stray when I was in Arusa, and I didn't stray when I was in Nusua, Vishomeris Yavam Uknusa, and nor when I was a Shomeris Yavam, who became a Sota after marrying the Yavam, nor when I was when I was already fully married after I married the Yavam. Amen Shalom Nitmesi, Amen that I did not become Tame, V'im Nitmesi Yavau Bi, and if I did become Tame, I am accepting the consequences of what the Mesota are going to do to me. Rabbi Meir Omer, Amen Shalom Nitmesi, Amen Shalom Etame. Amen means, the double Amen is that I haven't committed the Avera, nor will I commit this Avera in the future. Now moving on to Mishnah Vav, so we said that that includes the time even when she was in Arusa, she's committing that she didn't violate the Avera. Hakol Shav and Shein Masni Malo Al Kodem She Tisares. Everyone agrees though that you're not allowed to make her swear about a time that she was still single, that was before the Erusin, because then she wouldn't become Aser to anybody as a result of that. Even to a Kohen she doesn't become Aser unless she was Nivola Lepasala. So like, you know, you can't make her swear about something that would not have had such drastic consequences. V'lo al me'achar she'tiskareish, nor can you make her commit that after she gets divorced that she's not going to sleep with anyone. Nistar la'achar v'nitmeis v'achar kach echzira, if a divorced woman went into a secluded place with another man and became tamei to him, and then she remarried her ex-husband and he's mekanei her about that man, lo hayam asnima, he can't say, I want you to commit that even when we were divorced you didn't sleep with this man. It's none of your business what she did when you were divorced. Zaklal kol shati ba'il v'lo haysa asurulo lo hayam asnima, any type of bia that would not have prohibited her to him, he cannot make her take any sort of commitment or statement of verification about such bia. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we gave a variety of interpretations of what the double answering of Amen relates to. Amen ala Allah, Amen ala Shavua, Amen mi Irze, Amen mi Ishacher, Amen that I didn't do anything when I was in Arusa, nor Shomeres Yavam, nor when I was married, Amen that I didn't become Tamei, and if I did, Amen that I should suffer the consequences. Rav Meir says, Amen that I didn't become Tamei, and Amen for the future that I also won't become Tamei. And then in Mishnah Vav, we said that everyone agrees that he cannot make her commit or swear that she didn't sleep with the guy before she even had Erusin or after she got divorced from her husband, because any bia that would not have prohibited her to her husband, we cannot force her to take any sort of shavua about such a bia.